Blog Talk Radio.
What do you hear? What do you say for what I got? You're kind of send me an email. I want to say thank you for fucking Danger Smooch ass. You really helped me with my constipation I've been having after I was eating the spick food the other day on our movie date. When I took you over my house and watched Netflix and chill in a Danger Smooch lair. Which is totally not my bathroom. Don't call my bathroom on the show, you son of a bitch. But, aside from all that, when are you gonna call me back whenever you, wanna go out for a wild free? I want you staying in my house for a couple of days. You'll be a bar tunnel extravaganza. We'll have our own anal bash in Boston and Shantopio's pizza. You'll be the official Tony Talk meet and greet. Boom, boom, boom! I hope to see you there, Veronica. And, maybe Alfonso can bring his horse cock. And Rico can bring his big dick. Boom, boom, boom! Bonachetta. And I'll see you later. And I'll also be expecting an official Tony Gaga dick pic later. Anyways, goodbye, my love.
Me? So you guys are saying that that's me now? That's not me. That's not me. And so about that whole thing, that's not a voicemail. That's nothing that I said. That's an imposter. So whoever's hosting the show, we got some shit we gotta fucking talk about. So if you're there, you brought me on the air. So if you're there, you gotta let me know. Yeah. And what is wrong with the Taint Touch show? Why is this not Tony Talk? I get an invitation and it says, welcome to the not welcome, but the Taint Touch show. You guys want to call about Taint Touches? Go call the Taint Touch show. This isn't the Taint Touch show. But here's what I want to say about things right here. To the host, Donna Tommy, Veronica, you know, I get this thing in the mail. It's a package. And it was from Amazon. So I say, let me figure it out. Let me see what it is. You know? So I go and I open it up. You listening? I'm still on the air, fine. I go and I open it up. And it's from Veronica. And it's got a big dick, you know, in a box. Yeah, I'm not kidding if you were listening. But it was a big dick in a box. Fucking the size of a, it was black. I got a letter. I was like, okay, someone knows my fucking address. But then I got a card from Veronica that says, enjoy the gift, big boy, love, Veronica. The fuck am I gonna do with this thing here? It's in the garbage. You spent money to send me a fucking dick. It's in the garbage. Put it away. I got it out of there because it's disgusting. It was a big fucking dick. We're talking to myself. If I'm going to talk to myself, then I'll talk to you, guys, you're listening. Am I even on the air? Yeah, people have to talk? Fine, I'll talk. You know, send things like that. What if I had a girlfriend? What if I had a girlfriend? What if one of my neighbors saw me open up that box outside? Well, what if I wanted to open up that box outside? Oh, that's nice. There's this guy opening up a box. But he's not just opening up a box. Oh, what's that? It's a big black fucking chocolate missile just coming out of a box. That's all. That's all it is. Big fucking black dick. Big dick toy, a dildo. It's nice to send to somebody's house. It's good. It's good. Why don't you send that to people about the big dick toy? Yeah, if no one's gonna fucking answer me, I'm just gonna go. Because I don't even know if I'm talking to somebody. If I'm talking on the air, or what am I doing? You guys gotta figure it the fuck. Thank you.
Good evening. Welcome to another episode of Tony Twark. Tonight is the Taint Touch Show with your special host, Guy That Gets a Blowjob at the Blowjob Room. And here he is.
Hello?
Thanks for having me.
Alright, you wanna get a blowjob? Go call a fucking blowjob. Go call a blowjob show. Not doing a, hello? Make up your fucking mind, you fucking idiot. What is it, the Taint Touch Show, the blowjob show? I'm not doing a show if there's going to be blowjob noises the whole fucking night. Not going to do it.
111.
What?
Hello there, Uncle Tony.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Guy Negron, private investigator. I guess for some reason your show's called the Taint Touch Show now. I don't know what that's about.
No, it's not called the Taint Touch Show.
Why does it say it there then?
Because Jason's a fucking idiot. Because he's a fucking moron. A retarded person. That's why.
Hey, you know, there's a lot of things you can say about J-Bo, but you can't call him an idiot, you know. He's probably the smartest guy somewhere.
Yeah, he's a fucking retarded person, and wrote that I had a show called The Taint Touch Show.
Let's not badmouth J-Bo here. He's a great guy. Oh. I wanted to ask you about something.
Yeah, you can ask me, but there's a guy getting a blowjob in the background who's supposed to be a host, and he's just making weird fucking noises. But yeah, go ahead, you can ask me. But I want Veronica.
He seems to be doing a good job as a host, other than the blowjob noise. He seems like he's got things going good this time.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. I asked Jason to co-host the fucking show. He don't want to co-host the show. But instead...
Okay, Tony, I'm going to ask my question now. First question is, your official story is that you did not buy that dildo for yourself?
I did not buy a dildo for my fucking shelf. Now, Veronica sent me a big black dick fucking statue dildo. Fucking, it's fucking huge, too. It's fucking huge. He spent the money, she spent the money on sending me a big fucking dick. And I didn't know who sent me the big dick. It was Veronica, because I got the card later. I get the gift, and I get the card later.
And you didn't try that Veronica's big package out on yourself, did you?
No, I didn't. I didn't do it.
Well,
I took it and went in the fucking garbage. I was going to take it out to the dumpster, but guess what? Because my life is fucking terrible, I didn't have any garbage bags. And I didn't want to put it in a box that I just ripped open so people can see me walking around with a big fucking wahanga going over to the dumpster. There are kids in my neighborhood too. So that could have caused me a lot of fucking trouble sending me a fucking dick. Veronica, if you're listening to the show, blowjob guy, if you're looking at the fucking switchboard, you got a... You call in here, put Veronica on the line, because that's disgusting, and I need to know that there are fucking boundaries, and I want to know who got my address anyway, you stupid motherfucker.
Well, Tony,
you're a private investigator. Go find out who got my address. It was probably Jason, but go ahead.
Well, what I can tell you about the address is that there was a leak in the National Security Agency, and it's been tightly covered up, but they had the information of millions of Americans. So at this point, it could have been anyone who gave that address to Veronica.
It's probably Jason. It's probably fucking Jason.
Well, Tony, I've got another question for you. Do you know how Johnny Longfeather passed away?
I don't know.
Tell you, because it's a pretty shocking tale. So on the day of his disappearance, he was visiting a beef processing plant over in Seymour, Indiana. I'm starting to tear up a bit because of it. You know, he had his...
How do you think I fucking feel? How do you think I feel about it? Him and I were really close friends.
Yeah, it's tragic. I got to get through this story, Tony. The guy in the background
is
crying. It's
good,
awful.
Good luck talking over the guy grunting from getting his dick shucked.
Well, Tony, he was at the beef processing plant. He was investigating the beef he was getting for the Cheeseburger Emporium. And then he never came out of the plant. Nobody saw him again. And they checked the beef the next day, and they found a giant tease in the meat.
This is like the 19th story of how he died. So I don't know.
This is what happened, Tony. And the worst part is, the man at the scene, the person on duty at that day, his name was Lunch Meat Pete, a caller of your show. Do you remember Lunch Meat Pete, Tony?
I remember everybody that calls my show. I sit there at night with my eyes open, staring at the ceiling and say, let me think. Who called my show? Let's remember every fucking caller that called my show and called me a fucking fat piece of shit and a faggot and a suck dick and I get fucked in the ass. Yeah, I think about that. I don't know who the fuck he is.
Well, Tony, I mean, I don't know what else to say. You're being very rude to me right now.
There's a guy hosting the show getting a fucking blowjob going,
He's not there with you, is he, Tony? He's not in the room with you?
No, he's not.
He's not giving you a blowjob?
No.
Well,
he's not.
Tony,
he's not.
I'm so glad I was able to call in. It's been a while. And you're my favorite radio host of all time. So I'm going to say goodbye.
Well, thank you, Guy. I'm glad that you called in. And I know you and I used to email each other before, and you were being a son of a bitch.
Oh.
You were being a son of a bitch, but it's fine.
Yeah. Enjoy the Veronica's big package. I hope you had a lot of fun with that. See ya.
Have a good night. Can you hang up on this guy, please? Fucking blowjob guy. What a fucking Amish.
Oh.
Yeah, anyway. You still there? Guy Nigaron. Hello?
Willow talk. Oh.
This year, it's Tony talk. Pro job guy.
Hello, Tony. It's Willow here. Am I coming through clearly?
Yeah, you're coming in clear. It's good.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Good. I hope you're having a good time.
Oh. Yes, I'm having a great time.
I hope he's been having a good time as well.
Yeah, I'm having a good time. The guy getting his dick sucked. A good time if he's even getting his dick sucked.
Well, hopefully you can find some pleasures like that in the coming days. I have a question for you, if you don't mind me asking.
Yeah, I don't mind, my friend. Go ahead.
Oh.
Okay, so I'm aware a lot of shtunads in your community. So I feel like you'd probably be the best person to answer this question. How many times should you be a friend before you come out of your life forever? You seem to give people like second and third chances, and it's really admirable, but I wonder sometimes, you know I do about that.
About giving somebody a second chance. It depends. I don't give a lot of second chances. I mean, I do. It depends. Like, if it was a girl that, like, cheated on me, you get no chances. You get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry, the guy in the background distracted me.
That's fine.
Anyway.
Please continue.
Yeah. If a girl cheats on me, you get the fuck out of here. It's never happened because who I am. But someone said something bad about my mother, you can't do it. But if somebody, broke a car window or something, that's happened to me. Someone actually broke into my car and left the plastic shit in there. It's Jessica. Yeah, I thought it was a real shit, but it was Jessica. I forgave him. I forgave Johnny Longfetter all the things that he wanted to do and say.
Oh.
Second chances are good, but if they're bad people, don't give them second chances. Like if someone killed somebody in your family or something, you know? Can't do that.
Yeah. I'm fortunate that's never happened.
Oh.
God, sorry. Go ahead.
Who, me? I didn't have anything else to say. Oh, well, I...
No,
question, if you don't mind.
It's not you. It's the guy in the background making blowjob noises or getting sucked. He's making, he's making noises like he's getting his dick sucked.
I am.
Yeah.
He's been going for like 20 minutes now. That's quite a lot of stamina. Get rid of it.
But, thank you for calling. This is Willow, right?
That's me.
Yes.
Okay. Well, it was nice talking to you, Willow.
Yeah, likewise. If you could put me back on, that'd be lovely, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the show.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
That's a good call, Willow. He's a good guy. Not like this guy that's making the noises. So we're going to take another call. We're going to, what are we doing? Because you're very quiet and you don't talk. You don't say a lot of things. So.
412. Oh!
Jesus fucking Christ. Don't scream in the fucking phones.
Hello, Tony. This is a long-time listener. I'm calling for some advice. What would you do if you put a lot of thought and effort, such as molding part of your body and making a gift, and you send it to somebody, and then they fucking throw it away?
It depends on the gift, honestly. Like, quite recently, yeah. I got a gift that I didn't want. Sometimes you get gifts. Sometimes you get nice things. Sometimes you get a big black dick in the mail. So, yeah.
Tony, this is Veronica.
I'm glad you called, you fucking bitch. You sent me, there are kids in my neighborhood. There are kids in my neighborhood. You sent me a fucking big dick. Come on, man. Girl, where the fuck
Listen,
you are?
What, 3 nights ago you're sucking bunions on my feet and now you're upset?
I did not do nothing like that. You have been trying to have sex with me for like a year or so now, and you sent me a black dick. The card was fucking beautiful, thanks. But it was, it made me disgusted. Yeah, it made me disgusted with the whole, let me suck. Here's my fucking, my big black dildo. The kid in my neighborhood, the fuck is the matter with you? People are going to see me open that box.
That thing was molded right from my body.
I don't care where it came from. It could have came off of Jesus Christ himself. If he had a big fucking black dick, he took made a toy out of it. I don't fucking want that thing. What's the matter with you?
Did you taste it?
Oh.
Yeah. No, I didn't taste it.
I had it flavored for you.
Yeah.
Meat flavored.
That's nice.
So you wanted to know about the address thing, right?
Yeah, because
don't worry.
Was it Jason? Jason,
no.
Oh.
No, it wasn't Jason. Why are you always blaming Jason for everything? He's
because
done nothing but make you a success.
What success? I make $100 every now and again. The Jewish guy won't fucking pay me. You got the lube stuff going around. You got the shit. Come on. What the fuck are we doing here? What are we doing here?
Well, stop throwing racial slurs and you'll get paid.
I didn't throw a racial slur. You know,
today.
If you were, No, I didn't say anything today. I didn't say I don't. I describe things, okay? So when someone comes on my show and acts like a stonad, I got to call them a stonad. I don't care what race they are. If they're white, call them a stupid honky motherfucker.
What if they're black?
Well, you think I caught him. Sorry, no offense to you.
Why don't you say it? Go ahead.
I don't want to say it. I mean, I don't need to say it right now. But I need to say it because you don't send me fucking dicks in the mail.
Everybody knows you used it. How far did you get it in?
I got it in the garbage. That's where it went.
Rude.
I had to wait till it was nighttime, and luckily nobody was walking by to see me carrying a fucking dick to the garbage. But the garbage guys are going to see it, and they're going to wonder where it came from. So I couldn't put the box that had my fucking address on there. Couldn't put it in a box with my address on there because you're going to say, oh, that guy has big dick toys. He likes to throw them in the garbage for the kids to find because that's what people are going to think. You fucking idiot.
Did you put a tape measure on that thing?
No, I didn't. It was fucking huge. And I don't want it. And nobody could shove that thing up their ass because it's too fucking big. I don't even know why this thing exists.
Oh.
Only 13 and a half inches, Tony.
Yeah, it was fucking big. I know. It's not going in anyone's asshole. It's not going in anybody's throat or mouth.
So listen, I got the address. I was over with Mrs. Longfeather. I stopped by to check in on her because her husband is now dead. So I stopped by to see how she was doing. Cobra Jeff was just leaving. I don't know. So he left. Me and her did some ecstasy, and then she gave it to me. So that's who I got the address from. And then I was like, all right, I'll send him a gift. We were having sex, and I thought of you and thought I would send you something personal.
So you're here, you're fucking long fetish old lady. So you're doing?
You wanted to, but she turned you down.
I never wanted to. She was sending me emails calling me Big Dick Tony. Yeah, you guys are always sending talking about dicks. Oh.
Well, she got a big dick now.
Yeah, that's nice. It's always Big Dick Tony. I'm going to email you. I'm going to mail you big dicks.
All right, Tony. I'm not going to hold up your show. I love you.
Don't fucking shit. Listen to me, you fucking stupid nigga broad. Don't send me fucking dicks. Don't fucking send me dicks to my email no more. Because if you're going to send... I mean, you can't email a fucking dick. You know what I'm saying? Don't mail fucking dicks to my house. Don't fucking do it again. You're being a fucking cunt. And people are going to fucking know that I'm going to have dicks in my fucking mail. Don't fucking put dicks in my mail anymore. I throw it away. It's gone. Okay?
They're coming in clear bags now. Bad boy.
They better fucking not be coming in clear bags. I call the cops and say, this fucking black girl guy thing is sending me dicks, and I wanted to stop.
I'm a woman.
Good for you, and I'm a fucking man. And then you send me a dick? Why don't you use it on yourself? Because it seems like you want to use it on yourself. So why don't you use it on yourself?
What are the cops going to do? You're going to have 30 giant penises, hand them over to them?
If that's what it takes, don't send me 30 of those fucking things. I don't want those. Do not send me 30 fucking dicks.
Like Lincoln Logs. He could build something. All right, Tony, I love you, and I hope you have a great night.
Yeah, I love you, too. Don't send me any more fucking dicks, please. This is the last warning. Oh.
Blow me a kiss.
What?
Blow me a kiss.
What the fuck? I'm not blowing you a kiss.
Do you want more dicks?
That wasn't me.
Sounds like you farted.
I didn't fart. All right. fucking Kish.
Okay, love you. Gotta go. Bye.
Hello? Yeah, that wasn't me, that poor Kish. It wasn't me. I didn't do it. But if you guys are going to send dicks to my house and big fucking wahas, don't do it. Just don't do it. Because it's disgusting and it makes me sick. It's irritating. It's disgusting. It's fucking disgusting. I'm sorry. But, you know, I can only take jokes so much. I can only take jokes only so far. Hello? You fucking idiot. Are you gonna say something? Just gonna
Sorry.
Yeah, that's good. You made a fart. That's nice.
Oh, it wasn't me. That was the guy on the radio.
No, it wasn't me.
It was him again.
No, it wasn't me. I didn't fart on a fucking show. So tell the broad or whoever the fuck is sucking your dick. Okay, you fucking asshole.
502.
So you're gonna answer the phones, yeah. So now you can say more than How do you like it? Scream in your fucking ear.
I'm so glad that you're coming to terms with your sexuality, Tony. This is Van Gisling, and I have news to report on the blowjob. It's actually a service of Count Dracula, and he, along with his many gay servants, are trying to turn everyone into dick suckers. That's why the gentleman has such strong stamina, because he is no mere human. He is a dick fire. That's a dick vampire. Hashtag dick vampire. Anyways.
Yeah, tell your master, Count Cocula, whatever the fuck his name is.
He's not my master, you dipshit.
No, what the fuck are you talking about him for then? What is he?
I'm saying that the guy who's getting the blowjob, his master is Count Cocula. I'm Van Gisling, his arch enemy.
You guys are, okay.
And if he's not stopped, he and his cohorts of big sucks are going to turn everyone into big fires. They're going to suck the souls and cocks of everyone. I knew it.
That wasn't me. That was it. Can you guys get your story straight? Can you guys get your story straight? He's either in the blowjob room or he's getting sucked off by Count Cocula.
Where do you think you get sucked off at, you dipshit?
Fuck you, you fucking piece of shit. Hey, blowjob guy, get him the fuck out of here.
Count Cocula, our meeting will be grand, and our battle will slay many cocks. And Tony, don't say the N-word, you fat racist.
Bah!
Okay, all right.
I will avenge my father, Cocula. I will avenge him.
Get rid of this fucking guy, please. So now the Count Cocula guy's in a fucking, the thing. Count Cocula. Hey, asshole. This show has become a joke. This show has become a fucking retarded joke. Thank you for that. So, Jason, cut the shit, because now it's getting annoying. Get on here now, please. I know you got something to do with this. Show. You got something to do with this show. Come on, get on here. You degenerate prick, you fucking motherfucker, you. Get on the air and stop making a fucking
blowjob. We should take calls.
I'm not taking a call.
Go all the way down.
Go ahead, Jason. Jason, I heard you laughing like a fucking hyena. You fucking piece of shit. You fucking scum. Fuck you, you fucking motherfucker, you. And fuck Pastor Bill and fuck you, Monica. And fuck you all for fucking being fucking retarded people. You're giggling and you're laughing like a fucking hyena. Why don't you go take your fucking fuck? And you're disgusting. You let your fucking friends make fun of your fucking friend. Your fucking stepfather there. The Cadillac Joe, you disrespectful motherfucker, you. God, you motherfucker, you. No fucking. I'm not doing this, Shonema. I'm not doing this. You want to be a fuck? I hear you laughing. You want to laugh? You want to laugh? Hey! All right, I'm done. I'm done. You answer me right now. Hello? Hello?
Hey, Tony, it's Tommy. What's up?
Yeah, hi, Tommy. You know your buddy. You know your buddy there. He's fucking around. He's pretending he's a blowjob guy.
That's just the nature of the business, right, Tony?
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Mom.
No, it's not.
I'm also at the store, so...
That's okay. Where's your friend? Where's your fucking friend?
Not sure. He's probably just recovering from Thailand, because I know he got back a few weeks ago. So, you know, he hasn't been talking much in Discord. Hang on, Tony. 15, number 2.
15?
Number 2.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he's probably recovering from Thailand.
No, yeah. You know, I'm being fresh. You want to say number 2. Like, I'm taking a shit. I'm not taking a shit.
Well, are you?
No, I'm not.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. Yeah, sorry, Tony. I'm just running an errand right now, but thank you. What I'm trying to say, So what I'm trying to say, Tony, is that why are you getting mad at Veronica for getting you fan mail?
That's not fan mail. You gotta see the size of this fucking thing. It was huge. It's a big fucking black dick.
I mean. I forgot to change. Right back.
You gotta get changed?
Yeah. Yeah, well.
$2.
Yeah, but Tony, you shouldn't be mad at Veronica for getting you a fan mail.
Veronica didn't give me fan mail. Veronica sent me a big fucking stick.
That's fan mail.
No, it's not. How would you like if I sent you a fucking dick? Hey, Tommy, how you thought of your friend as a dick?
I wouldn't be offended by it, but then it's like, yeah, I mean, I don't swing that kind of way, but then if somebody got me something thoughtful, I wouldn't throw it away. I'd keep it.
If Jason sent you... Your friends with Jason.
$1.
$1.
Yeah.
If Jason sent you a giant dick in the mail, if he sent you a giant dick in the mail,
yep,
would you still be friends with him?
Yeah, I'd still be friends with him.
Yeah, right there, you fucking hyena. You fucking hyena, motherfucker, you. Laughing, I hear you laughing. I hear you fucking laughing.
No problem.
What is this? I need a dollar, though. How many quarters? I need a dollar.
Be a fucking man and get on the air.
You know what I mean?
That's what I think you should do.
You mean not a dollar?
Be a fucking man about it, you fucking... You're a fucking asshole.
I'm on the phone.
Oh my God, such trash talk from a fat motherfucker like you. Jesus Christ. God damn it. Leave the poor guy alone.
Tommy, don't be a fucking asshole.
You're
that
a
ain't
fucking
me.
Asshole. You're a fucking asshole.
Who the fuck are you, what? Fucking faggot motherfucker, you? Talk to me like
this
that.
This faggot motherfucker here is the baddest motherfucker out there, the one that's out to put you in your place all the time, you fat fuck. Watch who you're talking to. You know better than that.
Push this.
You know better than to talk badly to the fucking Cobra Jeff. You watch your mouth,
what's
fatty.
Up? What's up, Jeff?
What's going on, Tommy? Now apologize,
Jeff.
You dumb motherfucker. You.
Listen,
say, I am sorry.
I got my fucking boss breath broken. Jeff, how do I get a
I don't
boss?
Come around for how many months and you want to start off by bad talking me? You got some balls there, Tony. You got some balls.
I didn't know it was you. I had a dildo sent to me in the fucking mail.
Did you just say you had a dildo shoved up your ass? What the fuck is wrong with you, dude? What is wrong with you? Like, what the fuck has happened to this community? Like, Jesus Christ, you've turned into a raging homo. Like, half the people in our community are like some furries or some faggots. Like, what the hell happened to this show? God damn.
I mean, honestly, I think Tony just needs to embrace the chaos, and he's just resistance. I mean, you're a man of chaos.
Like Tony used to be like a badass man. He used to be dangerous smooth. He used to be like to the ladies. Now he's getting like dildos sent to him, and he's getting like fucked by like Asian transvestite lions and shit. What the fuck is going on?
My Asian transes. This fucking Veronica sent me a big black fucking dick in the mail.
What's wrong with Veronica? Veronica's a good person.
Do you not hear me, you fucking Jeff?
Good save, Tony. Good save. Good save, my friend. You know better. I'll let that one slide for you. I'll let that one slide for you. Hey, man, I haven't been around in a long time, and I am 10 times worse than I was back in the beginning of the show. So I highly recommend you watch the
tape. Let me explain something to you, Jeff. Please.
Let me explain something to you. You dumb
I'm
motherfucker.
I'm sorry for yelling at you. I'm sorry for yelling at you.
Okay, I will accept your apology. You actually sound sincere, so I will actually accept it.
So, you gotta understand.
That's okay, Tony, baby. You can be back on my good side. Just watch. You need to watch who you speak to, man. I mean, you're old. You're old school Italian. You know you gotta watch out who you talk to like that. That's the type of shit that gets you killed. You know that.
Yeah, I know. But listen, this fucking Jason told Veronica about my address, and Veronica sent me a big dick in the mail.
Okay. And what did you do with that big dick?
I had to take it out to the garbage, to the dumpster, but I had to wait at night.
Now, Tony, now what happens if a young kid came to your garbage and picked it out of there? How would you feel? That was very inappropriate of you. Don't you have some lady friends?
That's him.
Like, some lady
laughing.
Friends or something?
Hey, time out.
Yeah, Tony, you kind of kept the dick and use it as a sex toy for any of your girls that you bring over.
Yeah, I mean, come on, dude. Like, what's wrong with you? You know, I chime in tonight. You know, I haven't listened to the show in a very, very long time. And, you know, I chime in to try to get back in the community, and all I hear about is, like, just like whiny bullshit and stuff. What, like, what's going on? Like, you're bashing the fans again, and like, what happened to the old Danger Smooth, man? I don't want to hear about you getting sent dicks in the mail. I want to hear how you found some 22-year-old broad and you dicked her down or something. I want to hear some good stories, not just
Danger. I haven't had a chance to dick anybody down because I've been getting my fucking balls poking. And it's annoying because this guy, fucking Jason, let me explain to you how this is going. This fucking guy, this miserable motherfucker, your buddy Jason.
Projection.
No, it's not. This guy had Veronica, who has been trying to fuck me for the longest time. It's a transgendered black girl. He thinks it's funny. He has Veronica send me a big black dick toy in the mail. He sent me a big fucking dick in a fucking mail. Okay? So, the big dick comes in the mail. I take the fucking thing and I'm going to throw it away. But there were kids outside in the garbage. And they all have this thing where they're all going to see this big dick. So I can't put it in a fucking box because it's got my address all over it.
Okay, now, hold on. Tommy, I got to ask him a question because I might be out of it right now, but I just want to make sure I'm comprehending this story correctly. Now, when you're saying putting a big dick in a box and you don't want the kids to play with it, you're not like taking yours out and pretending to play like a porno, like UPS kind of role where you put your thing through a box and then you go out to the kids and try to have them open the package. We're not talking like that, right? You're not some sick pedophile, are you?
Jesus fucking Christ, I'm not, Jeff. Listen to me. This guy, girl, Veronica, put a toy dick, a big fucking black dildo in a fucking box.
Was it like a 19-inch huge African-American purple-headed mule pecker?
She said that it was like 13 inches or something like that. But it was mailed through my house, Jeff.
Oh, Jesus.
It was mailed.
Wow.
Yeah, it was mailed through my fucking...
How did he get your address?
What?
How did he get your address? Like, even I don't have it anymore. I haven't had your address since I banged Agatha, you know? It's been a long time.
All right, smart ass. It was the fucking Jason. It's Jason.
Okay.
Jason's a artist. Jason had named the show tonight the Taint Touch Show.
Okay. Yeah, that's the reason why I called in. I thought maybe I can get my taint touched. You know, I didn't know who was doing it, but I thought someone was. I thought maybe you had some Asian prostitutes around or something like that I could call or something.
Listen to me very carefully. This fucking guy told Veronica, knowing Veronica wants to fuck my ass or whatever the fuck it is, and send a dick to me in the mail, the dildo. Send a big fucking dick to me. You think that's nice? Think that's a nice thing?
Well, Tony, this is how you got to think of it. Maybe that's his love language. Maybe that's his love gesture towards you. I mean, everybody, like with Asians, like they would send you like a dead cat or something because that's like sacred to them. You know, with Mexicans, they send you a burrito because that's sacred to them. With Germans, they'd send you like a gas Jew or something because that's sacred to them. Maybe, you know, Veronica being I'm going to say it because I'm going to be politically correct. Maybe that's its love language towards you. Maybe you're taking it the wrong way. Maybe you're just being a homophobe. Maybe you're not politically correct and you're just being a homophobe.
Yeah, the
question
is,
how would Jews like it? I already asked Tommy, but Tommy's being a son of a bitch about it. How would you like it if somebody sent you a big... How would you like it if Jason sent you a dick? If he sent you a big fucking dick? Like, go on.
I would actually encourage that. because I have a very, very breath of week. So I would actually enjoy that.
Somebody chopped off a dick and sent it to me in a box, or is it like a dildo? A second.
It's a dildo. It's a toy. It's a big toy.
Okay.
It's a big toy.
Was it? Do you know what brand it was by chance?
I didn't look. I just saw it. Then I said, "Oh, look at this thing." I said, "Oh, it's a big, it's a thing, right?" So.
How detailed was it? Was it like veiny and hairy?
I think it had veins. I don't know, but I was looking at it and I'm like, "Oh, this is a fucking dick." I said, "Wow, what is this thing? Someone sent me something. This is nice." And then I look, it's a big dick. And I'm sitting there saying to myself, who the fuck is going to send me a fucking dick in the mail? And I'm like, it's got to be one of my listeners, one of the listeners, or maybe it's Jason sending me a dick. And I get a card in the mail after. Oh, I hope you enjoyed the gift. Love to want it. The letter I in Veronica was a fucking dick. Your dick in the eye.
So is the first half hour of the show, has it just been you complaining about getting a penis in the mail?
No, it's not. It's about this other guy that's hosting the show, which is fucking Jason. He got this guy named Blowjob Guy who's getting his dick sucked to host the show.
Is that the guy, like, who used to host the show?
No. This guy is going, like he's getting his dick sucked. He's making noises in the background. You don't hear it now, but he was doing it the whole show.
Oh. Well, you know, I've always told you for years, if you ever let me co-host the show with you, you wouldn't have these problems. You know, no one's going to come on the air with you if I'm on fucking with you, but you've never let me co-host. Notice how there is no gay blowjob guy on the air now because they know better, you know?
He's there. The gay blowjob.
And he's not doing anything because it's a respect thing. He knows better. Most people know better. I mean, I'm psychotic.
No.
I'm not. I'm like the fucking devil, dude. You know, people think I'm nuts. They know better. You know that.
People need to stop sending me. Fuck it. The main thing about this is people got to stop sending me dicks and shit in the fucking mail.
In a very, very inappropriate. Yes, I agree with that.
And
people
that
don't love, why are you
going to
be so mad about that?
I'm mad about it because where I live, there are kids that live there.
We will get to the bottom of this. Is Veronica by chance in the queue, or can we get Veronica on the air?
Veronica came on the air and said that it was her.
Why don't we see if Veronica, you're listening, which I'm sure you are, can you buzz back in so we can have a chat? And just get to the bottom of this. Maybe Tony, keep me on. Maybe take a few more callers. Let's see if we can get to the bottom of this. Let's try to salvage this train wreck. You know, Tony, I'm here for you. As long as you show the respect and are nice, I'm here for you.
Listen,
yes, I know Veronica came from here.
Listen to me very carefully, okay?
I'm listening.
The reason why I'm annoyed and upset is because people are, you know, they do this thing. You don't give somebody someone else's address. This fucking guy, girl, sent me. I'm just shocked about it. How would you feel you go outside and I'm waiting for a package? I ordered something on Amazon and I'm waiting for the fucking thing. Okay, so I go outside, and I'm doing it. I go to look at the packages, And it's a big fucking black dick.
Oh,
big
God.
Fucking black dick. Yeah.
That is very edgy and horrible. I mean, oh God. So I guess here's how you got to look at it, Tony. Is, you know, your callers and your community love you, that they were willing to spend their own money on big black dildos and send you them. That means they love you.
Yeah,
so you can't look at it all negatively. Why don't you send me your address and I can send you something?
Are you gonna send me a fucking dick?
Am I gay? No, I don't send stupid shit like that. No. You're talking to like 2019, 2018 Cobra Jeff here, the fun one. So do you really think I'm gonna send something like that? No.
It makes
it question your sexuality a little bit. Yeah, can we
step up, Kosh, please? Yeah, you're gonna keep me on though, because I'm telling you, you have to keep me on
yeah.
there, and let's take some more calls. I've been respectful, man. I can keep things in check for you tonight. You know, let's keep taking another call.
Fuck go ahead, Carla. Go ahead, if you're listening.
Hello.
Here we fucking go.
What's happening? Well, I just got a question, man. It occurred to me that, you know, I'm sitting here watching the Sox game, and I was just wondering, Tony, are you a sports fan? Do you like baseball?
Is this who I think it is?
I used to watch all the time. I'm from Boston. When I was a kid, I used to watch the Red Sox with my grandfather.
Well, yeah, same here, man. That's cool. Let me ask you, what position do you prefer, pitcher or catcher?
If I were playing baseball, I would have to say I would actually like to be a catcher because I have a weak arm. It's not weak. I'm really strong. But I don't want to hurt my arm when I'm playing baseball.
Sure. I understand. Well, that makes sense because it's, you know, a catcher would be good for you, just like you're catching Veronica's big black trans dick in your ass every night. I mean, that's what the dildo is you're talking about, dude. It's a mold of your trans girlfriend's fucking big black cock.
All right, you fucking son of a bitch.
I like that caller. This is a good caller. I love
that. Yeah, that's that fucking show-loving piece of garbage. You probably fucking... You son of a bitch.
Hey, man, I gotta go watch the Bruins game. Have fun sitting on your girlfriend's black cock, you fucking homo. Bye!
You fucking son of a bitch! You're fucking saying this shit to me! You wanna say this shit to me? I should have smacked that shit out of you, you fuck! When you used to fucking put me in a porta pot. Motherfucker, say something! You're gonna have a
What? Used to put you in a potty?
No, I had to go to the bathroom one time. He backed the truck into it. He backed the truck up into the bathroom where I was taking a shit.
Tony, you got like PTSD from being almost knocked over in a porta potty?
I was almost knocked
Tony! Over. Tony! How you doing, Tony? He's your favorite friend, Tony.
Yeah, it's you, Freddie, you fucking piece of shit. I know your voice now.
What's this about
the black dick was mailed to my house. It was a big black toy fucking cock.
Oh shit. It was like that one time when we were in school and you came in with a big old black, looked like a licorice, but I don't know. Everybody was saying it was a dick.
Yeah, no, I didn't have. What the fuck are you talking about? I never had a fucking dick in school. The only dick I had in school was my own. Just like you had your own dick that you used to piss in my desk, you motherfucker, you.
Oh,
oh yeah, the golden shower boy.
Gotta go to the shower. Gotta go to the shower.
Hey.
Tony, were you bullied?
You remember?
This guy.
Okay. Hey, you remember?
Motherfucker,
you remember Shitwalker?
Yeah, Shitwalker. Yeah, that's what you guys call me because I had an accident in my bench one fucking time, and you know, you son of a bitch, that I had a fucking stomach ache, and I have IBS, and because motherfuckers like you used to make me nervous, motherfuckers like you used to irritate the shit out of me, you know? That, you fucking piece of shit, fucking degenerate. And all the shit you put me through, lying and telling people that I stole fucking canned fruit from the cafeteria. I ain't steal canned fruit. They fucking pissed at my desk. And you motherfucker, you're lucky you never called me a shit walker in school. I beat the fuck out of you. Why don't you tell me by the time I beat the shit out of you in gym class, you fucking prick, ya?
You didn't beat me up, man. You were just...
God fucking
it was
did,
like
you fucking shut
a rough
bitch.
Time, but you didn't beat me up.
You fucking... Your girlfriend tried to pull me off that I had of my accident, and you went around telling everybody...
At least I had a girlfriend.
Yeah, fuck you. You told everybody I punched her in the fucking tank.
Well, hey, at least I had a girlfriend. What'd you do? You hook around with two big guys.
You told everybody I punched her in the fucking dick. That's what you did, you fucking asshole. You told everybody, oh, hey, Tony punched this girl in the dick.
You must have nightmares.
I have nightmares. But you fucking prick, you turn around in your shed. You turn around and you said to the teacher or the principal, you said, Tony, hit this girl in the boobs in the tit. And then you said to Tommy, hey, Tommy, be careful. He's a tit puncher. He's probably going to try to punch you in the tit. You were a motherfucker. You were getting, when I started driving, okay, I should have ran you the fuck off is what I should have did when I saw you. I saw you carrying fucking groceries with that cunt. That fucking cunt. God, laugh like a fucking hyena, you fucking piece of shit. Yeah, fucking, I swear to God, Freddie, I'm gonna, you're
hey,
still in the neighborhood. I'm gonna fucking find you, you motherfucker. I'm gonna do it, because you want to fucking come. What?
Uncle T, it's me, Pastor Veal. Pastor Veal? I've got a brand new track for you.
You fucking asshole piece of shit. Were you in on this fucking dick being sent to me in the mail? Were you in on it too?
No, but I've got a new song now. I'm going to play it for you, Tone.
And I'm gay and I do want to have sex with Jay Bo.
Oh.
Just more. My penis, fuck him. Yes, penis. Just more. When it comes to sex, Jesus Christ, I got sex with Joe. I have the world's smallest penis. Yes. I need a plate. I do not masturbate the dog. I masturbate the dog. The frog, the lion, the fucking thing. Those little creatures that called me earlier, I shoved them on my ass. I fucked them through the wall. But I sex with animals.
Okay.
Ain't all sex, and then all the way after.
It's a magical number. Hey, smooth.
Yes.
That's sad, dog. You said you want to put your penis in my mouth.
There you go.
You are one of the worst.
I'm not that dog.
You.
That was like.
You are a fucking asshole. And you're not a godly man. You're not a preacher. You're not a pastor. You're a piece of shit. And it's all you do is shove. You know, Veronica should have said you had a big fucking dick. That's what she should have said.
It was a great song.
It was a terrible
Thank
song.
You.
It was a great song.
And I sent you the dick. The dick is for you. Nobody else.
What? Hello?
The dick was for you.
Oh, you're back. You're back, Veronica. Yeah, that's nice. That's nice. Don't ever send me a dick again. Don't ever send me a dick again. Don't fucking do it.
I just left the post office. You should be getting my next package in a few days.
If you send me another fucking thing, that's it. I'm dead. Okay?
What the fuck was that?
Oh, son of a bitch! Welcome fucking back, you fucking son of a bitch, you fucking motherfucker! You had everything to do with this, you fucking son of a bitch!
He fell for the recording. He thought it was real. It was a recording.
What?
It was a recording, idiot.
Of what?
Of Jason.
Yeah, well, he's a son of a bitch. And he told you my fucking address.
He did not tell me the address. Told you I got it from Johnny's wife.
She's a stupid
I haven't seen
boy.
Jason since when he went to California. I met him once. He was on his trip out there, and I met him, and I had dinner. He didn't want anything to do with me. He's a really nice guy. I told you this before.
All right.
Oh, hello. Is this the deep slip show?
This has to end. This has to end right now.
What has to end, Tony?
What has to end is me getting fucking dicks in the mail. God, I'm glad you find it funny. Glad you find it funny. That's nice. You fucking laugh like a fucking hyena.
Tony, I didn't send another dick, okay? Can I send you stuff for a dick?
What?
You could use it like a penis pump. I found
okay.
one for sale.
No. You don't send any dick stuff or any dick-related things to my fucking house. Don't send anything to my house anymore. Don't. Don't send anything to my house anymore.
What about some Chinese food?
No.
Kung Fu movie. We can cuddle up.
It did take you a while to say no to the Chinese food, Tony.
All right, that's it. I'm out of here. You guys do nothing but break my fucking balls. And I'm done.
There you go. Running away like you always do.
You fucking Freddy, motherfucker. I told you to meet me somewhere. You're running your fucking mouth again. You run your fucking mouth again. How about we meet at the old school? Okay, you fucking hyena, fuck you!
Tony.
Damn.
Nice work, gentlemen.
Jesus Christ. He screamed about a hyena. What broke him that he screamed like a hyena?
Veronica, I love the gift. I'm going to shove it up my ass.
Think it was Freddy, the best.
Yeah.
Nice job.
Wow. Holy shit.
Very good show.
Yeah, it was a good show. It was all right. It was good. It was good. All right. Awesome. I'll take it. I wanted to go 2 hours tonight. He's probably not going to call back in.
Yeah, I doubt it.
Oh, he's probably going to go back and get the dildo to have some special animal shenanigans with it.
Yeah. He's worried about the neighborhood kids finding it now.
How is that, like, the first thing you think about? How is that the first thing you think? If someone sent me a big black dildo, I would look at it, laugh, and probably just, like, put it away in my house somewhere. Like, I wouldn't... How paranoid are you that you can't just, like, go outside with it?
Well, J-Bo, you're comfortable with your sexuality. Tell me, isn't it?
Well, thank you. No, it's... I gotta go throw it outside, but I'm afraid the kids are gonna see it and they're gonna play. Why the fuck would kids see that and play with it? That's not something we would do as kids. I don't remember ever saying, let me go hang out with my friends and then hopefully we'll find a big black dildo in the fucking dumpster and we're just gonna play with it. Yeah, we're gonna play catch with it. We're gonna fucking play baseball with it. Are you kidding me?
Or the garbage man would have his address. Who cares?
Well, no one's going to look in the dumpster.
Right.
Well, Willow just asked me if I would gift my lady with a dildo with Tony's name on it. Yes. Yes, I would. Holy mother of God. All right. He's not going to call back in.
What was that story about the tit puncher, right? He punched somebody, some tits or something?
No, that wasn't me. That was Freddy. This guy Freddy that calls in, I guess, knew Tony from school. And there's a lot of shit that Freddy did to Tony, apparently, and it just keeps getting worse every week. Everything from pissing in his desk to, like, accusing him of stealing, like, canned fruits. Holy shit.
So is Tony turning into Kent now?
Probably.
Hmm.
Did anybody like the blowjob guy? I liked the blowjob guy as the host. That was nice.
Yeah, he's great.
He was awesome.
I thought he was really good.
Yeah. He was just, Willow said, it takes a lot of stamina. Because he was already in for like 20 minutes, just getting sucked, I guess.
That's because God, he had been converted into a dick pyre by Count Dracula.
Oh, my God.
Count Dracula's going back?
I guess so. I don't know. I'm not in charge of this. My mind's
right.
All right. Well, I guess I'm just going to end. If he comes on, he comes on his face. If he wants to, yeah. Whatever. I'm going to sit here and stew in silence unless he decides to come back on and we can all Yeah, give it like another 10 minutes or so. If he comes back on, which he probably might, just you guys can hang out. If anything changes, great. If not, I'll kill it.
Sounds good, man.
I'm beating my meat.
That was another hit song by Pastor Veal.
Do we have any Pastor Veal songs we could play in the meantime?
Yes.
Perfect.
You know what? About the Freddy thing, I think you can say anything and Tony would just believe it outright, even though it didn't happen. Like, say, Freddy snuck over while Tony was sleeping and he gave him a dirty Sanchez.
Yeah, I'm gonna play some Veal. I'm gonna go play some Veal songs until he calls back, if he does call in. So everybody enjoy these amazing songs created by Pasta Veal.
These songs makes me want to hit the stairs.
Dun 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 dun. Oh, he's so big. I'm just a super spy guy looking for a man who's as large as a tower and who smells real bad. When he farts, it reeks. Cow wounds is where he eats. His tummy's so bloated, broke his toilet seat. I'm looking for Big Man Tony. I'm looking for Big Man Tony. I'm looking for Big Man Tony. Na 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 na. He's smelly as you choose. I can tell he was here. I can smell nasty gas. Well, I walk into the alley bar. I'm sure he'll be here taking care of the cat. I'll just walk into the back room, it's my master plan. Well, what do I see when I open the door? But Alfonso, Tony, G, and Rico all on the floor. I think I found old Tony, he's fat and he's horny. Better stay clear. He's gonna blow. I found Big Man Tony. His IBS is going crazy. Just puked on Alfonso. The stench is terrible. Oh no, it smells bad. Got puke all over his skull. He's rubbing it on his nipples.
Hello. So now you guys want to play music about my friend who's dead. All right. This is what's going to happen now. Never in my life and ever again do I ever want to see a dick in my mailbox. I don't want to see a dick inside of a box. I don't want to see it. If you guys are going to send something to my house, don't. If you guys want to send, just don't send anything to my house. Don't have my address. You guys have my address. That's good. That's nice. Don't send me things there. Don't ever send me dicks ever again. I had to take that thing out of the box. My window was open. My curtains were open. Just try to get some sunlight. And people can see in my window where my table is. Put the box on the table. I open it up. So what is this thing? What is this? I'm thinking it's like a thing for your back or something. Maybe I don't know what I thought it was. But I do know. I was like, oh, I think this might be a gift from somebody or whatever. You know, I ordered this girl that I know. I ordered her something. I thought it was from Torrid or something. I ordered this girl something. This black. But no. It's not what I ordered the girl. It's a big fucking dick. Big fucking rubber dick. I said, okay, I don't know who did this. Okay, I have an idea who did it. It was that fucking Jason. But no, that's not what it is. It's this fucking guy. Fucking Veronica. Sending me a dick. All right. Don't send me fucking dicks. So I'm going to say to you guys, don't fucking send me nothing to my house no more. You want to send me a fucking dick? Send a dick to yourself. Mail a dick to yourself. Okay? Especially you, Veronica. You're obsessed with your own black fucking dick. Why don't you start a show? Why don't you start the big black toy dick show? Start that show. Yeah, do that. Go start a fucking dick show. Goodbye, you fucking son of a bitches. Goodbye. Hello?
This one is for my one and only true love, Penis. Penis, you're so good. And with my mouth, I'ma suck you dry. Penis, understand. I'ma suck you till you come again.
Don't send me dicks anymore. Don't send it. Goodbye. You fucking dick sending fuck.
The sounds of a pizza parlor. pounding drums and say things going epic. Fafas, big, big, big. My number are divine and I get them in my car. They say my Avalon is clean, but there's been deep on my back. See from my eyes, see as the back. It wasn't very sweet. I love men, yes I do. I want Rico, baby, and I want that too. Barry Schwartz, it's his name. I've got to have it be in my mouth today. Barry is his name. I've got to have it stick be in my rear end today. I stumble into the pizza parlor, and who do you think I saw? The Rico Martini. Just for the job. I said I have to have your inside my mouth today. Rico, get over here, brush my rear and let's steer it away. Rico, fill me up. Rico, that's my A. You deep cook all day. Rico, fill me up. Rico, that's my A. You deep cook all day. I love men, yes I do. I want Rico.
Stick in my mouth, stick in. says I have the voice of an angel.
Stumble into the pizza parlor, and who you think I saw? A Rico's martini in a pretty key string. My mouth just went ajar. I said I have to have your inside my mouth today.
Where's Pastor Karen?
In the large city of Boston, living even baby man, always did tan, touch to others, it was his master plan. He'd grab them and hold them down and whisper on his lips, I'm gonna do tan touch to you, and then he thrust his hips.
Thrust your hips.
It was early in the morning when he Ubered all around, driving in his Babylon, he spoke.
That's where Tom works. He is so ill.
The rectory and found old Father G. Didn't have to speak much to him before he pulled out his piece. Said, sugar on this man, I'm ready for your lips. And down with Tony Gaga, he spit out his teeth. Tan, tan, touch, tan, touch.
Hi, son, Coach Ricky.
No wonder he was down, touch, tan, touch.
Hi, Gavin Moorhead.
Tony, do that tan, touch, so dang much. Tan, touch.
My Ashley and my touch. Dr. N stands for Negro. Who's talking to salad? Hi, Mad Fox. Are you the gay one or the Canadian?
It was early in the morning when he...
My coach says hi to me. Hi, Shit Stain. Hi, Adoro. Where's Grover been? Ken died and Grover disappeared. Is there a connection? You're listening to God's Rainbow Ministries. This is Mrs. Longfeather. If you said this prayer, we would like you to call the area code 267-521-0181 and press the 1 key. When you press the 1 key, you can come on live, and you can let us know that you have accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. This is Pastor This is Pastor Mrs. Longfeather. Grab me a deep sub. Lord Jesus, for too long I've kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. Are you suffering from depression or anxiety? Maybe something worse, such as addiction to addiction or addiction to alcohol or drugs, gambling, overeating, gross obesity, sexual immorality, or horse fucking. Whatever the problem may be, the Lord can take it away. But in order for Him to do so, you've got to know Him, folks. If you don't,
He can't do nothing for you, man. Tony Ferrar joined the chat.
I'm looking for a big fat man, baby. I'm going to Santar Field. Let's get this party rolling.
Hello, Harry Wayne. This is Mrs. Longfeather. Do you want to pray with me?
Well, my name is Old Father G. I like to party. It's fine old Uncle T and have him shove my weed. I like to mash door gate on old Tony's face. And I like it when he wears his big old white.
Welcome to God's Rainbow Ministries. This is Mrs. Longfeather. Here's some more music you can barely understand.
Okay.
This song's performed by Elton John.
He's a fag. But a good singer.